You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
My good friends and partner, Mr. E and Mr. Key.
I understand you're three engineers. Did you all study together at university?
No, we are all from very different background, of different age. Somehow we came together, we are friends, we are colleagues, and then we become lifelong partners.
Business partners.
Three engineers. Three different disciplines of engineers. I'm a mechanical, Mr. E is a civil, Mr. Key is an electrical.
Right.
So we could actually form a consulting company.
Right, but instead of doing that, you decided to found an educational company, I guess you could even call it. Is that right?
Yeah, we started this company called Re-Education Group 23 years ago. After 23 years, the company has expanded. We do make some money, but over the years, because we were expanding our business.
Right.
So last year, 2008, it was the first time that we declared a very small dividend. And for our share, three of us, it amounts to $250,000.
Wow, congratulations.
We decided to put all this $250,000 to start this thing called a Real Foundation. We put all the money inside. We call it our first fruits.
Okay.
And we put our first fruits inside here and started this Real Foundation.
So what is the Real Foundation's vision and mission?
As we are in business, our burden, our true burden is actually for children. And the true purpose of this, the mission and the vision of this Real Foundation is so that every child, especially the underprivileged child, can have access to mind and skills training. That is our visionary. And we want to be able to make education available to every child.
Okay.
And our focus is actually the underprivileged children from orphanages or for children who are referred to us, who does not have the opportunity or the background.
Right. So what do you do for them? What does the Real Foundation do for them?
We basically, for example, we take a shepherd center. That is a Christian center where they collected about 100 of our children, orphanages. These children abandoned by their children or their parents simply do not want them, throw them at the center. We go there and offer them an opportunity to learn, for example, English.
Right, okay. English. So your teachers from the Real Education Center come there and teach.
And we also, for example, last Christmas, we went there, we offer them food, we make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, we intend to set up full-time teaching centers at their centers.
At their premises.
We send the teachers there, and then we organize mainly probably English classes.
Okay.
Character building classes, teaching them values and all that. Because they came from very different ages, very different background. It's difficult to set up like a school-like, you know, kind of classes.
Right.
So we send very special teachers who are trained to handle this kind of child.
Where do you find the teachers?
Real Education Group, we employ almost 1,000 teachers. 1,000 teachers. So we could actually get them from our own schools, our kindergartens.
Yes.
But we are also appealing to the professionals, the retirees, retired teachers to come forward to us. And we can work together for the betterment of these children.
That is a fantastic mission, in fact. How do you identify the children that can come into this program? Do you just select your group, meaning the Good Shepherds? Will you be expanding this?
Yes. In fact, we go to centers where they don't get so much support from the government or from the public. Centers who are well managed,
get a lot of funding, then okay.
Get not much funding. If they are very rich, they don't need us. So they are not that poor, but they are surviving. But more importantly, we look at the passion of the organizer.
Okay.
The people who organize it. The passion, the passionate, the
commitment.
Keep good accounts of the money they receive. And we go in there, we find out what are their needs. We basically don't give them cash. If they need to make our classroom, we do it for them. If they want a teacher, we send the teachers to them. If they want food, we buy them food rather than giving them cash. Because cash is a
can be mismanaged somehow.
And always a temptation, you know, to misuse money.
Okay. Mm. Well, speaking of money, how do you get your funding to support these programs that the Real Foundation wants to carry out?
Basically, the initial funding will come
from
the three founders plus the Real Education Group. We are putting up the initial, we call it the seed money, $1 million. Then we are also doing the thing called Disney on Ice. And in August the 8th this year, we are also organizing a grand charity, a concert and all that, to raise money from the public. So we hope to be able to raise about $2-3 million within the next 3 years.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. How did the collaboration with the Disney on Ice show come about?
Disney on Ice, I think to Mr. Muru.
Okay, Muru.
Who has been very instrumental. He brought the show to us. We presented it to our shareholders. Uh-huh. One of my partner, Mr. Key, when he heard it, he said, "Oh, this is good. I watched this show with my family a few years ago. It's a good thing. Let's take on."
Right.
So we, Muru as a consultant, we underwrite one of the shows, which will happen on March the 22nd, Sunday, the 6:30 show.
So you basically bought that show.
We bought a show, one out of seven, one of the seven shows. Yeah. So we underwrite to buy the whole show.
Okay, so basically if you do want to support Real Foundation and all its causes, especially with underprivileged children, in helping them get an education, you might want to consider, if you are going anyway to the Disney on Ice show, to go for this particular show. Muru, when is this one?
This is on 22nd March, 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
It is a Sunday.
It's a Sunday, and we chose this just to dedicate and the last show of the whole event. So that is for charity.
Fantastic stuff. And actually, this whole show is happening for a whole week, isn't it?
It's actually only for Saturday and Sunday, 2 days. All right, they have about six shows.
Right,
so this is the last one.
Okay, this is the last one. You don't want to miss out on those tickets.
Yeah.
And for ticket details, where can the listener find out more?
Okay, we have an hotline. Mm-hmm. Okay, our number is 03-5631-8000. Okay, 5631-8000. That's our hotline number. And we have four different categories of ticket. The top part of the seating arrangement is 58 ringgit, category 3. Then you have the 1 to 8. Then you have the 178. And the ringside is 228.
Okay.
All right.
For the 178 and the 128, you can get to choose your seats.
Wow. Yeah. And you get to basically taste the ice chips. As I've been to Disney on Ice before, and sometimes some of the ice chips, you know, fly over at the audience. It's quite exciting. Well, that's fantastic stuff. I wish you all the best success with that. And can also thank you for the four tickets that we have for you today. I understand we have four tickets to give away this afternoon.
Yes.
And if you are listening right now and you would like to get those four tickets as a family pack, please write in to susan@bfm.my. And once again, if you are someone who has some time on his hands or her hands, someone who has experience and are interested in working with children, where can we go to find out more about the Real Foundation?
Again, they can call the same number,
03-5631-8000. I can only remember 8000. 5631-8000.
Yeah.
And speak to whoever.
Just ask for one of us or any of the people who pick up the phone. Just say, "I'm here to help the Real Foundation." We will quickly call them back and get connected.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.